Real discipline equals real freedom. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get several helpful tips on how to become more disciplined and focused. Enjoy.
Have you ever struggled to be more disciplined? You know you got that paper due next week, but you don't do anything all week, even though you know it's coming. Or you set up a brand new habit that you're so excited about that you know can improve your life, your relationships, or your work, but you don't stick to it. Or you started that workout routine, and you got really pumped up, fired up into it. You lost a couple pounds, but then, 3 weeks later, it was gone. And what did you blame? You blamed your discipline. You said, I wish I was more disciplined and everything would be great. And the reality is, it's true. Discipline is one of the most important things we can develop in our lives, because without that ability to be sort of self-reliant and willful to get things done on a continual basis, we never get that great amount of momentum and progress towards what we really want. And I bet there's a lot of areas of your life that could really benefit from being more disciplined, whether you're eating healthier or working out more often, or being more disciplined about doing your art on a consistent basis, or contributing, or even being more disciplined about just speaking up for yourself when you know that you should. So think about a major dream or a major ambition that for some reason you're like, I wish I really stuck with my sort of actions and routines more often. If you can have that in mind, then this is gonna really serve you. I have 4 ideas for you today. The first idea is to emotionally engage with that dream each morning of your life. See, a lot of people don't actually struggle with the discipline part in terms of the doing the thing. It's that they're not getting revved up to do the thing. In other words, we got a problem with motivation, not necessarily just discipline. We have a problem with that once in a while, you hit it, you do it, you do the work. But a lot of times you fall off because you're not emotionally engaged in it. It's like, if you want a lot of discipline, you need a high level of emotional connection and focus on that thing that you want to work towards. So every morning, what I want you to do is just start a new visualization practice. When you wake up in the morning, close your eyes, think about the dream, the aspiration, the thing that you're really after in life, and just visualize it and really get yourself emotionally attached, emotionally engaged with it. Think about how great it will feel for you to have that thing or be that thing or contribute that thing to make that difference. Just think about it, allow it to well up in your heart a little bit, get excited about it, remember the dream. That's why we get away from discipline, because we're so busy with the chaos of the world that we emotionally are no longer attached in a way that our brain says, hey man, focus on this. It's important to you, remember? So if your heart is disengaged, it's difficult to stay disciplined. So every morning, make it a practice to actually just imagine the payoff, the benefit, the contribution, the art, the thing that you do and are doing and do contribute. If you can do that more often, you'll be more fired up and you'll stay back on track. The second thing is, we gotta handle that chaos that we talked about. So I need you to do your work before you respond to the world. It's the number one thing I'm always telling people in High Performance Academy and all my other training sessions is, if you are constantly waking up in the morning and all you do is just reply to everybody, and you're replying to their texts, you're replying to their needs, you're replying to their emails, all of a sudden the day is ripped away and you find yourself out of your own routine. But if you set up your morning to win, or you set up blocks of time to win, as we'll talk about, and you do that first, do your work first, it's easier to stay disciplined. If you're saying, this year these next couple months, I want to be more healthy, great. Get your health stuff out of the way in the morning. Create your shake, do your workout, create a healthy lunch to take to work, and you're off and going to a good start. But if you wait for the remainder of the day for discipline to strike, it never will. The third thing is what we call block time. You need to have scheduled blocks of time where that discipline happens every day, and that's the only thing that happens. Look, you can always do something every day towards your dreams. And if you believe that, it could be just something small. It could be doing a little bit of research, journaling, taking that action, creating that presentation, making that call, whatever it is for you, you can do something every day. And if you believe that, then you need time to do that. And that time, what we call block time, you say, okay, today from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, I'm only doing this thing that I need more discipline towards. And during that time, you don't check your email, you don't do your Facebook, you don't browse the internet. All that happens during that time is what you're supposed to be doing. The reason a lot of people don't have discipline in their life is they're letting their day be ruled by randomness. They don't have blocks of time that have actually been scheduled to do the thing they're supposed to do. So they're counting on sudden will. Oh, you know, I'll get to that today, or I'll get to that someday. And of course, someday turns into never, and then they start blaming their discipline. It's not their discipline, it's the lack of a calendar that says, do this now. So schedule what you must make happen, and you'll suddenly find yourself, wow, I'm so disciplined.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.